Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Growl. I am your host, Maggie Mills, and today is Wednesday, October 16th. In today's episode, we will be discussing Chagrin Falls Schools' great performance on its Ohio Department of Education report card, the Dazzle Awards, which CFHS was selected to compete in, and some national news. We'll be wrapping up today with a sports rundown from our editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Radusky. Now I'm here with editor William Bazone, who's going to run through the national news with me. So actually, international news this week. The first thing that's been happening is what's going on in Syria. This past week, Turkey launched a ground and air assault against Syrian militia, and these militia have been a crucial American ally in the fight against ISIS. Simultaneously, the Trump administration has removed troops from Syria. As a result, President Trump has been experiencing extreme backlash from both Democrats and Republicans and people within the Defense Administration, as many believe that the president's decision to remove troops is basically a betrayal of forces that have aided the United States in fighting terrorism. And President Trump later came forward and stated that the Turkish operation was, quote, a bad idea, but we'll have to see where things go. As of yet, many people have thus far died in Syria.
Yeah, that's a very, very controversial move by Donald Trump there. But moving towards some more national news, it's a big war going on between the NBA and China right now after the Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeted, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong." This was a very controversial statement based on what is going on in Hong Kong right now. The Chinese Basketball Association said on Sunday that they would suspend all cooperation with the team. And that is definitely a huge revelation in this situation because the NBA scrambled to respond that China makes up 10% of the league's revenue. In fact, the Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta stated that Morey did not speak for the Rockets or the NBA. The league instantly faced backlash from the American public, which pretty much accused the organization of cowing to China's pressures and put the NBA in a tough situation between both countries. And a South Park episode actually just poked fun at the whole situation, and that actually just recently got banned in China. So not really great between the whole NBA and China, especially right now in the preseason, because many teams, including the Houston Rockets, are playing international friendlies between the two countries.
Now I'm here with senior staff writer Carolyn Banco, who's going to tell us a little bit about CFHS's high marks that it got on its Ohio Department of Education report card. So what is that report card and how did CFHS do?
So every year the Ohio Department of Education releases an annual report card and it measures six categories for our district. So it measures achievement, progress, gap closing, graduation rate, K-3 literacy, and then prepared for success. And basically, CFHS received an A in each category, which composed an overall A for the entire high school. To be more specific, we were ranked number one in the state for the achievement category, which is pretty much like the most broad and most general category. It's derived from a performance index, which is just a mathematical calculation based on performance on the end of course exams. And we got a 109.1, which was the highest in the state. You need above a 108 to get an A in that category, and the only two high schools to get that were us and Solon, who received a 109, so we were 0.1 above them.
You interviewed Principal Asher and Superintendent Mr. Hunt. Were they excited about this, along with the rest of administration?
They were both super excited, definitely humble about it, and they definitely both see areas that we still need to improve in, which is awesome. And they credit both students, staff, and the community for the success. They talked a lot about how the community funds a lot of projects and how music lovers and PTO helps contribute to like the different opportunities our students have at the high school. And then Ms. Asher talked about all the new resources in place at the high school, such as Math Lab, ELA Lab, The Right Place, and then obviously the light board used to record a lot of math and science lessons. And then she also talked a lot about how teachers are starting to shift towards a new mindset of giving students multiple opportunities to retake tests and quizzes because there's a new approach involving like how quickly students learn and the methods they learn and really caring more about just making sure the students grasp the information rather than do it in a timely manner. So,
All right. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Now for a bit of feature news, I'm here with staff writer Belle DeFranco, who's going to tell us about the Dazzle Awards. Thank you, Belle.
Sure thing.
So when are the Dazzle Awards and what are they?
So the Dazzle Awards honor excellence in high school musical theater and recognize the importance of musical theater in arts education within the Northeast Ohio community, and they will occur in the spring.
Okay. So how does the application process or the awards process work? So are individual students trying out, or is this a whole school thing?
So Ms. Asher introduced the idea of applying for the Dazzle Awards last year, and then this year Mr. Petrovsky applied within the group, within like the choir group, and they were one of 33 schools to get nominated for this award.
Okay. And are they going to come to see the fall play or the spring musical?
They're going to come see the spring musical, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Okay, great. So we have that to look forward to. Thank you, Belle.
Of course.
Hey, it's Emma.
Hey, it's Brett.
And we're here with your sports update.
Football team lost against Perry 45-17 October 7th. That was a camo out. And this Friday at 7, we play at home against Orange. It is a beach out.
Girls tennis team lost in the quarterfinal of sectionals October 2nd, which marks the end of their season. Sad end for the girls tennis team.
Moving on across country, the boys and girls team went to Michigan. All boys went sub-21, and the varsity top three went sub-18. The girls, 5 out of the 7 girls on varsity, PR'd. CVCs for the team, which was October 12th. The top 6 sat for districts this upcoming week.
The golf team, the girls went to districts and sadly lost, which marks the end of their season. The boys team went to sectionals and lost as well. So that is the end of the golf season for the Tigers. Next, we're going to bring on Ellie Foley for a volleyball feature. Thank you. Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Emma.
How's the season going for the volleyball team?
The record this season is currently 15-7, and it's one of the best records that they've had in the past couple years.
Wow, that's awesome. How are the girls feeling about the season?
Madeline Swinter, who's a senior, said that as a team, we hope to win out the rest of the season, head into playoffs without under our belts. We've had a good record heading into the final few games of conference play, and we're looking forward to more wins in the future.
Well, we are very excited for the volleyball team. Their next game is Wednesday against St. Martin de Porres, and we hope they get a win then. Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Emma.
That wraps up this week's episode of The Growl, presented to you by the Chagrin Falls High School Tiger Times. If you're new here and like what you're hearing, we hope that you subscribe. We publish every Wednesday. If you're interested in more articles written by our staff writers here at the Tiger Times, feel free to check out our Apple News channel, which can be found by searching CFHS Tiger Times, and there you can find your daily dose of school news. I'm here along with our sports editors, Emma Livingston and Brett Radusky, advisor Mr. Casey, and of course our producer, William Bazone. This is your editor-in-chief, Maggie Mills, saying thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week with another episode of The Growl.